Hey boys and girls, it's Mrs. Oldham. Today we're going to read Bruce's Big Move by Ryan T. Higgins. When you hear this sound, turn the page. So let's turn the page. Turn it again. Bruce was a bear who lived with four geese because he was their mother. And three mice, because they would not leave. For such innocent little animals, mice can take up a lot of room. Do you think we could fit a 1950s panel truck in the living room? And make a big mess. Bruce's house was crowded, chaotic and loud. Cannonball! And he didn't like it one bit. Bruce wished there was a way to get rid of the pesky rodents, but there wasn't. He did try and try and try. No matter how hard Bruce tried, the mice would not leave. Out! Bruce is right. We should go out and get some fresh air. Let's play frying pan ball. Thanks, Bruce. You're always looking out for us. So Bruce decided to move. Finding a new house for a mother bear and his four geese can be difficult.
We're a little behind schedule.
But Bruce found the perfect new house eventually. It was in a quiet neighborhood with a lake, meadows nearby to explore, and plenty of friendly neighbors for the geese to play with. I'm Hilda, and these are my 13 sisters. We're going to be best friends. Bruce did not like friendly neighbors. The best thing about the new house was that there was no mice. Bruce was happy. But the geese were not. Bruce tried cheering them up, nothing worked. Until the moving van arrived.
Hi, Bruce. Where do you want us to put this? We love the new house. Which room is ours?
Now the geese were happy. And the mice were happy. Bruce was not.
This calls for a celebration. Let's have a housewarming party.
Bruce's house was once again crowded, chaotic, and loud.
I want all these animals out of my house!
Great idea! Let's play frying pan ball!
And Bruce didn't like it one bit. But it felt like home.
Good night, Bruce. You're a good mom.
I'm going to start charging you rent.
We love you too.
Honk.
The end.